Hello, this is Christine Anderson, Marketing Coordinator with Colonial Chemical, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hello.
Senior Formulation Chemist, and we are talking about formulation number 2035, and it is the Grapefruit Body Scrub, and it's sulfate-free, and we call it a body scrub, but it's still gentle enough and mild for your face.
Right, yeah, mild, naturally derived ingredients, sulfate-free. It's going to exfoliate to, you know, smooth, rough skin, but without irritating or over-drying the skin.
And we have, like, with one of the scrubs, we have jojoba beads in ours because, of course, the polyethylene beads,
yeah,
right?
The microbeads have been banned. So people are looking to alternatives, and one of those is the jojoba esters.
And then another alternative, because we've done, like, sugar and salt and scrubs. But mm-hmm. Obviously, if you have those two, you can't use water. And this one does have water in it. Okay, so this one is, we've put it in, like, a tube bottle, and it looks pink, but it's really clear.
I remember when I first made it, you thought I had put dye in it, but it's clear. It just has those pink beads in it. So, I mean, when it's coming out, you can tell more. That it's just the beads suspended in that clear liquid, but.
And then we added, and then you can really like smell the grapefruit oil, I think, mm-hmm. in it, which we've used Polysugamol's D9, which is our sorbitan oleate desylglucoside cross polymer. And it's 100% bio-based.
Mm-hmm. Really good for solubilizing essential oils like the grapefruit oil.
And then, of course, it's a natural replacement for like polysorbate 20.
Right.
So we put. We put the jojoba beads in there, and what are we using to suspend them?
The xanthan gum. So that's, you know, a more natural alternative to something like a polymer. It's keeping those beads suspended, and it's also giving it kind of cool texture, I think. It's almost
Yeah, is that what it's
gel-like?
Like, the jelly-ish
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, jelly.
So, yeah, that it's very jelly. It kind of, like, squirts back up in the bottle a little bit mm-hmm. when you squirt it out.
Yeah, and it's sheer thinning, so it'll seem, you know, really thick in the bottle, but then as soon as you start working it in your hands.
Yeah, and you can really feel the jojoba beads in them, too.
Yeah, it's exfoliating, but it's not too much. I mean, I think you could use it on your face. I think it's gentle enough exfoliation to use on your face also.
I've used it on my face, and I've survived. So... but what helps make this mild and sulfate free is that we have our Polysugamol's D9, and then we also have, you know, our favorite Suganate 160NC. And then we also, instead of using a betaine with like viscosity and foam, we've used a sultane.
Yes, cocamidopropyl hydroxysultane rather than a betaine, and this is our HP version of it. So it's high performance, higher viscosity building, and that's also stabilizing the foam.
Yeah, and we put our Colomate LA40, which is a sulfosuccinate, in there, and that is helping with the flash foam, which is like the immediate foam when you first mix it with water.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a paste, right?
It is.
Is that hard to work into this formulation?
It's not hard to work with. It does need heat to go in, so about 40 to 45 degrees. But it goes in quickly, and no, it's not difficult to work with.
And then we also have one that we don't really see a whole lot, and that's our Colac 426. Why did we put this one in there?
I think at the time we were formulating it, it was a newer one that we just wanted to promote. But it's a cationic conditioning agent. It works well with anionics, so you can use it in a cleansing rinse-off system like this without diminishing the foam, and it's non-irritating.
So I kind of like this one because it does remind me of the Neutrogena grapefruit scrub. It's obviously the same color, and you kind of get the same feel out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Ours does not have salicylic acid because that's more of, like, acne-fighting salicylic acid is.
Right.
But would that be easy to put into this formulation?
I would think that it would be compatible with this formula. I mean, you would have to formulate at a lower pH to make the salicylic acid effective, more around pH 3.5 to 4. So I don't think that you would run into any issues lowering the pH on this one. I haven't tested that, but I would think it would be fine.
Okay. And then we also added pentylene glycol. And that's kind of like helping dissolve dirt and oil, right?
Yeah, it can act as a solvent. So if you were to use it as a face wash, it could help with makeup removal. It also is a moisturizing and skin conditioning agent and acts as a booster for the preservative. But it's a more bio-based, renewable alternative to petro-sourced phenylene glycol.
So the Sugonate 160NC, you know, it's our star product. But we get a lot of questions on how to, you know, help it foam. Is this a good formulation for that?
Yeah, definitely. I think this one has really good foam. And we're using that combo that we recommend a lot, the Sugonate with a sultane and a sulfosuccinate. But we really have a big slug of the sulfosuccinate in there. And I think that's, you know, helping boost up that foam. This is a really good one to show people that are looking for higher foam with Sugonate.
And that is formulation number 2035, and it is the Grapefruit Body Scrub with jojoba beads. And it is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but are ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.